Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Let me tell you a story. So I had a listing a while back, and the buyer for my listing was a realtor. And she basically came to us because the home that she saw nearby, she went to the home nearby, and there was a particular listing agent who's a top agent in the area. And she had asked that listing agent some questions about the property. Hey, you know, why are you priced this way and the market conditions are like this and it's a bit slower? Why are you priced this much? There's a new listing, which was our listing, that's priced a little bit lower. And the listing agent of the other home was saying, yeah, go buy that other home then. And I was like, oh my gosh. When I was listening to the story, I was like, what? And then she's like, fine. She actually came to our open house and liked us as realtors, liked the home, liked the way we presented the home. And she ended up buying the home. And I was like, because of that realtor who basically sent us our buyer, like, that's why we were able to sell the home. And I was saying that when you list a property, you don't tell a prospective buyer, oh, go buy the other home. When the prospective buyer is asking questions about, oh, what about this other product? Or what about this other product? You don't be like, yeah, go buy the other one then. Like, it's like no-brainer for me. I have no idea why they would say that. Like, if I was selling your home, I'm not going to be like, and a prospective buyer comes in, hey, you know, Gary, there's a home in your complex, like, that's newly listed. It's like 20 grand below yours. I'm not going to be like, yeah, go buy the other home then. It's like, why would you say that? Why would you piss off the buyer? If I were that realtor for that other home, I wouldn't have told the prospective buyer, oh yeah, go buy the other home. I would have said, yeah, it's a new listing. I guess they're motivated to sell or something like that. And based on the market conditions, this is what the market conditions are. But I welcome your offer and I'll speak with the seller. This price that we listed it, we decided together, the seller and I. And the seller wants to sell at this price. And it's not firm, but hey, we welcome offers. So yeah, like that new listing, yeah, it looks like a nice listing. But like, you never downplay, you never slander another person's listing, but you just emphasize the benefits of your listing, right? You don't be like, oh yeah, that one sucks, or that one's messed up, or whatever. You don't say it like that. You just emphasize the benefits of your listing, and then you try to cooperate with the prospective buyer and solicit them to make an offer on your property. If I were a car salesman and I was selling a Mercedes and somebody came by and said, well, that BMW that was newly released, it's selling for $2,000 lower than yours, I would say, that's great, you know, but the car that you're looking at, this Mercedes, these are the features that make it stand out. And I think it's really, it's a good fit for you. And I would emphasize, I wouldn't be like, yeah, go buy the other BMW then. I would not say that. I would not drive my prospective buyer away like that. So I think realtors gotta know that, you know, regardless of how many decades of experience you have, when you're representing a seller's property, you don't turn away a prospective buyer with your arrogance or confidence. You try to solicit and cooperate with a prospective buyer, whether they are a realtor or not, and try to get the deal done.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.